Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rogel. McNair moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Auker moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Auker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook moves to third. Farrell moves to second. John Kroner pinch hits for Ski Melillo. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Kroner now playing second base. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen bunts towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Fox moves to third. Owen moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Owen scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Auker hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heini Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Owen moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Auker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Auker reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Miller moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox throws the ball into Burns, who tags Werber trying to return to first, for the out. Kramer scores. Miller moves to third. Kroner moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, Tigers. Heine Mänisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mänisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mänisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Kroner scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mänisch moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mänisch scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kroner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.